Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Black Hollywood Lives Next, where we talk about the next big thing in Hollywood. Today, we're meeting with actor Elson E. Williams from Tyler Perry's If Loving You Is Wrong. We're also talking about the premiere of Almost Christmas that came out today, and ending it off with Chris Brown's new hits that he revealed on Instagram today. All this and more next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives Next.
So we're slowing it down this Friday.
Slowing it down.
Slowing it down.
Just makes you want to bite your lip.
One time.
It's Flashback Friday. Why not?
Turn down the lights.
A little jealousy.
My house and my car.
Roll the shoulders.
Get that special person right next to you and tell them how much you love.
Grab the baby.
Make it love.
What up?
Guys are taking the show away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't know words.
He got everything.
It hurts so much, man. No,
come on, do the Casey Jones.
No, girl, it hurts so much.
Leave
somebody
you
look
alone.
It up.
Okay.
You got me feeling.
For Black Hollywood Live. Should push each other
out. Oh, my God. Was that the last episode?
No, in the videos.
Oh, the videos.
They used to push each other out the way.
Right. No, but they made fun of that, I think, on one of the shows.
Yeah. I still got to look up a lot because you can have it all.
All right.
We'll figure it out by the end of the
make
show.
Make a bet, right.
We'll make a bet. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of your favorite show on the weekend. Start off your weekend right with us here at Next. I'm your host, Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA.
And I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
I'm Elton E. Williams. You can find me on Instagram at Elton E. Williams and Twitter.
Khalil Abubu, Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Abubu.
And remember to follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel. Comment, like. I mean, look at the guys we have here today,
sorry,
ladies. Let's go. Get us some
what
more followers.
And our engineer Steve is letting this song ride
expect?
Because I think he's enjoying this right now. So shout out to Steve and all engineers
sorry,
here at AfterBuzz Black Hollywood Live. We love them.
We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Josie. Now let's talk Elton E.
Let's talk.
Ooh, I like that Elton E.
Undo another button.
We'll take the ratings.
Right, okay,
go ahead.
Right. Go ahead. We can do it. Oh, ready?
It's
a little
hot.
It's a little hot.
Oh, wow.
Just a little hot.
Oh,
just
my
hot.
Gosh.
Sorry.
Okay. Where is my phone? Hold on.
Let's
get a picture of that.
Yes. So, Elton E., thank you for coming here.
Thank you for having me.
So, let's just talk about your career. Let's start off with your career in acting.
Yeah.
What made you start or want to pursue this career?
Naturally, you know, I was a fool as a kid. I guess basically, you know, I was always like
that.
Right. Some things don't change. Yeah, you know, I like to just run around playing and always coming up with different characters and things in my head. So, you know, it got me into junior high and high school doing the plays and things like that. Decided to act in college, get my degree in it. And then it was time to, you know, I worked in Chicago for a little bit. I decided it was time to come out to L.A. and mm-hmm. do the Hollywood thing, Hollywood Shuffle.
All right.
So did that, and, you know, it's been a struggle, but it's been good. It's worked out. So definitely can't complain. Looks like I chose the right path.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. When you're transitioned from home, which is mm-hmm. Chicago, to Los Angeles, which is Hollywood, was it different? How was that transition coming here, starting off, and then to how you are now?
You know, obviously it's very different from Chicago. We were just talking about Chicago pizza earlier,
mm-hmm.
you know?
So, Illuminati. Yeah, we know.
It's Lou Malnati.
Yeah. It's two
like,
words. It's two words.
It's like
Illuminati's pizza.
But I,
eating like around. Sesame Street.
Fairness, I thought that when I was first introduced to it, I thought the same thing.
Right. But, the transition obviously was vastly different.
Mm-hmm.
But, I fell in love with L.A., you know, right away in Hollywood and just, you know, I got, you know, linked into a couple of really good people, you know, and then so the career path just you figured it out. It's a lot different than doing theater and things mm-hmm. like that, you know, kind of work for, just come from a really hardworking, you know, grassroots family. So you know, dealing with the lights of Hollywood and all that, and you figure out your own path and the auditions and figure out deal with the rejection and mm-hmm. just you fall in love with it and turn into something positive. So
Speaking of your family being from working, hardworking people, doing things, you know, going grassroots, how do they feel about you coming into the Hollywood world? Because it's very non-traditional.
Very non-traditional. My dad's a Marine. You know.
Happy Veterans Day to him. Happy Veterans Day, Anthony Senior.
He was obviously very very supportive. He always knew that was gonna be my path. You know?
He was like, no question.
You know, Marines, that's not right for you.
You'll be nice in a Marine uniform, right?
I built my career in playing military and a man in uniform. So yeah, I'll just look like it. Mm-hmm. I'll leave the real fighting to the soldiers and the Marines and things like that.
All in our places,
right? And my mom was also very, very supportive. She's just like, make sure you get a job and support yourself and do the right things. She's like, I support whatever you do, you know. So, I think they just knew that was going to be the path and best for them just to kind of support it and see what happens.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so it really wasn't too... I didn't get too much of a backlash from the family. They're like, good luck.
Good luck.
We're here for you. You can come back home if you want to.
But,
it's been cool though.
And also you were I'm just curious, like coming from Chicago to LA, did you grow up your whole life in Chicago?
I was born in Chicago, like Chicago proper, and then since my dad was a Marine, we moved to North Carolina for
a military brat
in San Diego, then Virginia. And then we went back up to Chicago in the suburbs of Chicago when I was like 11, 12 through college.
How do you feel that experience has helped you transition into acting?
I think there's something about, I guess Midwest people and also kind of being a military brat, moving around a lot. You got to learn to meet people and figure things out quick. You know, I moved to three different schools in fifth grade.
Wow.
So, so it's like you meet friends and you learn how to be open real quick or you shut down. So I chose to be open, so I guess maybe that probably led to me being right for the screen, being an actor. Someone give me attention. Pay attention to me. So I think it probably helped, moving around and just I guess being from Chicago is it's a hard working place, people it's all about the work there. So I think you're not really flighty. You're focused and you're grounded, and I think that really helps. You need that in this business for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you don't know where you're gonna go.
Right.
Yeah.
So you focus, grounded, but your character Randall, and If Loving You Is Wrong, is quite the opposite.
That's a nice way of putting it.
He's a ladies' man. Can I say he's a ladies' man?
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess he's more kind of a villain in the way he plays the bad guy,
right?
So
right.
I mean, you're a good guy, so it's like, how do you transition to playing a villain?
Am I acting now? I don't know.
How is that transition? Like, do you enjoy playing like the bad guy characters, the villains?
Yeah,
or what?
No, 100%. I mean, you're right. Randall's a fool, and I think growing up, just watching cartoons and stuff like that and movies, I always kind of gravitated towards the villain characters. I just think were more fun to play. But I've always played, good guy characters. They play a lot of, people in the military and people in uniform, just kind of stand up characters. So when I got the chance to play Randall and just seeing in the script how he was just going left with everything, like he's always thinking, manipulating. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a fun character to play. So be able to kind of tap into, a part of yourself, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe somewhere in there. I got some crazy somewhere in there. But being able to tap into that type of character and figure out how you're going to portray it, but also make him relatable, because if you're just crazy for no reason, no one likes that. So you got to...
No, you just cray-cray.
You got to be like, well, he's crazy, but he's in love. That's why.
Mm-hmm. So how do you relate to Randall?
How do I relate to him?
Oh, look at that. That was like a bromance moment right there.
How do you relate to Randall?
Let's swap stories and get better at this.
Right.
I see you.
Me and Randall, very, very, very different world. Mm-hmm. Very different people. But, it's funny, like, I'll meet people, or I'll run into people from high school, or people who've known me all my life, and they're like, I can't, I'm watching the show, that's just so not you, that's just so weird. But, so we're very, very different people, but, you got to find some way to relate to the character you're playing and tap into it, so You know, he's a he feels deeply, you know, and
aww,
you know,
very
you know,
sensitive way of putting it.
Yeah, you know, so I'm like, okay, you know, let's connect to having a strong attachment to something. You know, he's obsessed, you know, but you know, he loves his wife and he loves his mistress and his baby, you know, all stuff.
Love
so
to give.
He's got a lot of love.
Feels feelings deeply.
A lot of love in there.
Don't try to use that in real life.
No, I didn't say it.
I'm just saying. Don't try to use that in real life because I see you thinking.
No,
he's
no.
Like, yeah.
Do you?
I feel like you're
going to Randall on
it. I'm just joking.
I think she's judging off the Jodeci intro.
Yeah, because you were like,
you guys were into it.
I felt like it was like a high school talent show. Like they were going in.
I wish
in.
It felt like it was.
I mean, y'all were going in.
I'm down to start a group.
Yeah, hey, I can do it.
I can't. So I'm just curious. So Randall's character, your character has a wife and a mistress. Do you think you could be in love with two people at the same time?
Me personally, no. I don't.
In general?
I don't think I could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I definitely think. I think people can. I think people love people for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's, you'd be like, all right, this per-
Did you see the eye roll?
You see what I'm saying?
I haven't finished.
She sees what I'm saying.
I'm sorry,
see?
My eye roll is pretty distinct.
I heard it and felt it. Did you guys
hear that? I don't think I'm
thinking
that.
No, I feel like someone can be like, all right, this part of me, this person fulfills this part of me, right? Where this person fulfills this other part of me. So I guess I imagine people can. I have never loved more than one person at the same time.
Same.
So, yeah. I mean, I haven't, but I imagine it's possible.
Why don't you think you can?
Anything's possible.
Okay. I mean, I think to, you know, to truly love, you gotta put your whole self into it. You know, you gotta, if you're holding back something,
mm-hmm.
or you're saying this person, you know, doesn't quite, like I said, fulfill this part of me, then maybe they're not the right one for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you need to keep going until you find the person that is your everything. Yeah, I think I do.
Dropping jewels.
You know, so
that's jewels today. That's,
but,
he's winning.
That's the Randall we like. Yeah,
all the right answers.
What can we expect from this season of If Loving You Is Wrong?
Man, so it's already started out where, right now, I'm, you know,
the middle. Least,
but yeah.
Kind of.
I'm in a box. I have been the whole season. So Randall, we don't know where he is. We don't know what's going on. We know he's been kidnapped and abducted. He's just recently come out of the box. So
probably was the baby mama.
Right. Like, who is it? What happened? You know. But this season, especially from now on, these next three episodes, they get crazy. Isn't the right word for it? It's I think
crazy is not the word.
This isn't crazy. Isn't the word? I think we've had crazy in these first seasons. This is. It really, the things that happen, it goes to like a next level of like me and I think most all the cast members. We like after we got to the part, certain parts in the script, we would just text each other, be like, "Have you read this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not like just put the script down? Like I need to walk away for a second."
Mm-hmm.
But things happen. It's really
so it's cray cray.
It is cray cray. It there's gonna be a lot of tweets about it and a lot of.
No, a lot of my Facebook timeline is usually telling me every episode because like people are like, oh my god, you're
doing
this, and I'm like, jeez, people are going in.
Yeah, though this next one, I really haven't seen a lot of this in many TV shows.
Well, that's
really
good.
This is
original.
It's a next level. It's next level stuff.
All right, Tyler Perry, we'll see. And that's another thing too with Tyler Perry Productions. I covered for another one of his shows, and they were talking about the time frame that you guys film. Mm-hmm. Are you guys filming one episode a day?
Like, how are you guys probably quicker than that.
Wow.
We shot, I think last season we shot 22 episodes in 14 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Knickerbocker.
It's crazy. It's like you come in, you do your work. You probably only get this one take, so
do you think
deliver,
that
deliver,
do
you, know?
You think that pressure makes you guys perform like
I think
on 100%.
Yeah, I think I think Tyler does an amazing job of casting talented actors, right? Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, well,
he has to be his own cheerleader.
Everybody else, you know, right? I don't know where he's
Janet Jackson. Right. I mean, he's had some top notch, you know, performers. Yeah, so
I think you can see Tyler. I'll
give you that.
There's a few screw ups, you know. He's got talent for it. So he's like, hey, you know, you deliver, because you know that's what's going to go up there. You know, if you, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, if you know things don't happen right, he'll redo takes. But I think everybody's really talented, and we really lock in. That's the thing. We lock in with each other, and we focus, and you live in the moments. And so it's not like, oh man, what was that word? It's just like you're living it. You're living it, and they're filming it, and they chop it up, and it works.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Just ending everything off, can you give us any like upcoming projects or anything that you're working on outside of If Loving You Is Wrong in the future? Like, what are your?
Well, most of my focus right now has been on. I just started a production company, Ravencrest Productions.
Oh, nice. Congratulations! Yeah. Clap it up.
Thank you. Yeah. So, we have a couple of pilots that we're going to be pitching for the upcoming pilot season. Mm-hmm. We're writing and finishing up doing right now. And also a feature. So, a lot of my focus has been on that. Kind of, you know, been inspired from Tyler. You know, mm-hmm. he's like, write and create, produce your own stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, taking that and rolling with it. And, you know, you got to be the master of your own, destiny. Your own destiny, right?
Mm-hmm. Invictus. Yeah. Go ahead. Yes.
Another jewel.
Yes. Just dropping them. Just pearls of wisdom. Just take it.
You're welcome.
Make a necklace.
I was with it. I got it.
I know. I would wear it, the necklace.
A pearl necklace is not a good thing to say. It's a jewel. No, I know.
A wisdom. A wisdom necklace.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
She told me a pearl necklace is not good to wear.
No, what?
We'll talk about
Tiffany's, but not in the seculars.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I'll explain to you guys later after the show.
Don't look up what she's talking about. I don't condone that.
Sorry.
This is a family
show. I hang around
too
many boys. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, girl. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well. Speaking, you know what? I don't even have a transition. No,
speaking of jewels.
We have a jewel in the box office today, actually. Almost Christmas.
Yeah.
Came out today. Here's a trailer of Christmas our jewel.
Not a damn chance.
Nothing says the holidays quite like family.
I wasn't expecting you for another day or two. Your room's upstairs.
But the liquor's in the dining room.
Baby, hi, Walter. Is the family coming for Christmas?
Every single one of them.
Rachel. Where's your husband?
Ex-husband.
Oh.
Hey, Rachel. You know he's single.
Okay, mama.
So sorry about your loss. The African-American woman is the backbone of the black family.
Who is his white man?
What's with those pink pants, Malibu Barbie?
They gonna kill each other out there. Uh-oh, somebody got a boyfriend.
I got vibrators older than that child.
Get it, Simon. You burned a macaroni.
It was gonna be disgusting. I did you a favor.
Do me a damn favor. Don't burn down the damn house.
What the hell did y'all do?
You can't afford to buy me no more outfits like this. This is my Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
All I'm asking is for 5 days,
you all to act like a family.
You all should feel like a bunch of dumbasses.
Just gonna blow my buzz.
If I close my eyes, I can see Mom in here like it was yesterday.
She is here. She's in every pot, in every pan. We are standing on holy ground. Hallelujah.
My husband's gonna kill himself.
Nothing like positive reinforcement for the holidays.
That's not good.
Come on, Santa Claus. Time to go get them ho-ho-hos.
Did you find everything you need?
Sometimes you find things that you're not even looking for.
Stuffing, babe.
Boy, I'm a grown ass woman. I'm gonna stab your ass with this fork. Do you hear me?
I would love that.
Well,
At least we know it can't get any worse.
Lonnie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you know each other? Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
What the hell is going on?
I'm his wife, you dumb bitch.
A dumb bitch.
You dumb bitch, young bitch, silly bitch, dead bitch. She got the gun, bitch. Lonnie, if you're gonna bring bitches in here, bring a smart bitch.
Oh my gosh.
You sound beautiful, Aunt May.
That looks like it's gonna be a fun movie.
I'm glad to see Monique. Glad to see Monique back in action. Right. They tried to blacklist my girl.
Yeah, I could co-sign. It was actually funny.
Oh yeah, you've seen it. Yeah,
I actually got a chance to interview the cast. Cool. So they were awesome, and it was funny.
That's cool. Yeah,
and this clip was really good. Showed all the good stuff.
Yeah. It was good, right?
DC yeah, Young Flies.
Yes, Carrie Hosting. Yeah,
this is one of those funny social media guys.
Omar Epps.
Some of them
made
that funny.
Yeah, this has been one of the this and I think like Bridget Jones's Diary or Baby were the two films I thought that were funny this year.
Oh really?
I can't wait to see this. I'm interested to see how it would compete with This Christmas, the one with Chris Brown.
Why we got to compete?
I'm a competitor, but I'm an athlete. Okay, got to.
I think this one's a little bit funnier, in my opinion.
Okay,
but that one had. Yeah, they have their own things, but yeah.
Okay.
Christmas tends to bring. I mean, obviously brings the family together for some families, but I want to know your traditions for Christmas or with your family. Are you at home or?
Yeah,
what do you usually do?
We usually always go back to Chicago. Mom's there. Yeah. Mom throws up. It's funny. Like my mom is a fantastic cook, but she stopped. like when I go back now, she's like, "You're grown.
She's protesting. That's what that means.
Right. You got right.
Somebody needs to give her a better gift for the holidays. So, right. Tiffany's, Cartier.
I'm like, here's a pearls. Pot. Can you go there?
Stop it.
So you started talking about jewels.
Stop it.
You brought up jewels again.
What? Yeah. So we'll go back and so the holidays she throws down, you know, and she does, and we're like, thank the Lord because. It's just so good. So yeah, we'll have the family come over, and my brother now he has I have a niece, he's a little daughter, and he's married. So it's growing a little bit.
Do they ask you?
Yeah.
that's a question every single person gets for the holidays. It's like something is wrong with you if you are single
right,
for the holidays.
Right. Where's your children? No, but I think they understand. In LA, we can push back an extra 5-10 years. Don't
we do.
Men definitely can.
Not
so much.
Maybe not biologically, but.
Thank you. We won't have Janet Jackson money around here. Okay.
A freezing option. I don't know how it works. I'm not a scientist.
$10,000. You got $10,000? Can I get $10,000?
Okay. We'll talk.
It's all your
family. Was that a proposal?
That was a proposal. You said you had the money, so I was like, let me take it.
She's going for your family.
Right. You want to come home for Christmas with me?
If mom's going to cook.
Mama throw that
I cook too, so me and mama can, I'll take up some lessons.
Then you'll bring us some leftovers back.
Right? And some Chicago pizza.
Illuminati. That's all I want, honestly.
That's what she was getting at.
So is all your family based out, still in Chicago, or do you have family members?
I have some family. My dad is out here in Temecula.
Not too far from
there. Yeah, so I could see him too. Yeah, but my brother and my mom are back out there, and some family down south, and all over the place.
Nice. Do you guys have family traditions for Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I wonder why.
I love Christmas.
Are you going back to these?
That's all I meant. See, you don't have to be mean to you.
No, I like this.
That's supposed to be.
I love you.
I love you.
I like the spirit, the energy.
The jingle bell.
I brought my Santa hat out 2 weeks ago because I just need to be ready.
Nice.
I got my movie set out. My 25 Days of Christmas gonna get it popping on the first.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm ready. I'm that guy all for right. Christmas.
Christmas gonna get excited. I love that I'm, in my 30s somewhere. in my late 20s, early 30s, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we still go back for Christmas, and every Christmas morning. I still wake up excited. Aww. And like, let me go down. You guys, wake up, let's go open wake these up. Gifts and things yep. like that.
Like 4-5 in the morning.
Right, be like, all right,
let's time go. To
let's go.
Like, if you don't sit your grown butt down somewhere, you
favorite
know what's going
on. Christmas toy ever in your life, like that you had as even as a child.
So I was a huge fan of Thundercats.
Yes, I can't wait till they make the movie.
Man, you know, actually, my first time writing was writing a script for Thundercats.
You
nice.
Should
it's
know.
Actually, it's actually pretty good.
I believe they are.
It's actually pretty good.
I believe there's something in works for that. Yeah. So keep your eye out.
Did you see the reboot they did?
Yeah.
And then they got you ain't like it.
No, I did not like it.
The one on Cartoon Network?
I know, yeah. I did not like it.
Panthro
no.
didn't even come into episode 3 or 4. I was like, what the?
I did not. Don't read,
yeah.
no.
Yeah, I didn't like
just leave
it
the 80s and 90s cartoons alone.
Leave them alone. If you can't please. Do it, you do them right, and you won't be dope. Able to.
That's great.
Well, your opinion is wrong.
Oh, shame. Oh. So, who's your favorite character?
You had me until you went against the brother.
Who's your favorite character from Thundercats?
I was a Panther. Lion,
okay, Panther.
Yeah, Panther. I mean, he was the brother. I mean,
that was understood. It was understood that he was. I mean, yeah.
Lion and Chitara, big Chitara fan, too. She was dope.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait till that movie comes out one day.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that was my favorite. Probably my favorite.
Favorite
yeah.
toy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got like 3 of them, and then I got like the castle.
Oh, you
were
turned up.
Yeah,
no.
I was like, what's going on? Right.
You didn't have to wait till the next Christmas for the other part.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just like,
you got everything all at one time.
I broke Chitara's leg somehow, and then I ended up gluing it back together. But then her leg wouldn't move, so she couldn't run anymore. So she was like just limping around. Oh, to say
she was crippled.
So you made okay.
Yeah, but we fixed her kind of.
Nice. So we're gonna end off the show with a new jewel, I guess. No, that wouldn't get it. All right. Well, Fresh Beats section. Chris Brown had a new hit. Okay, so he had 4 Instagram posts, 4 songs. One of them was specifically for the ladies.
Yay.
2 were club bangers, and 1 was just a song with T-Pain, so it can be kind of both.
Okay.
But this is the one that we picked, well, I picked for the ladies.
Thank
so
you.
So if you can listen to, this is from his Instagram. Chris Brown. I guess he's participating in No Shave November.
I love him like this. I want him to do this.
I just think it's a little...
Clean it up.
Yeah, clean.
Clean it up
but
a little
I
bit.
I love it.
Love.
You can't no, clean yeah. it up, then it's not No Shave.
No, it's a cleaner shave.
Clean Shave November.
You guys know.
The month is almost over.
Have you guys participated in No Shave November?
I just heard about it right now.
Well, technically you guys kind of are, because you have like...
But I can't... It don't really get much more than this if it do.
So the answer is yes.
You heard of Anthony Hamilton? I get the patches, and I just... It ain't cute.
Yeah, I can't line it up November. You know.
I like it. It's very manly.
I like it too. As long as it's clean.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I like No Shave November clean.
You like the big long beers?
The James Harden?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It just depends on the guy.
Okay.
It depends on the guy. Yeah.
I would love to get to that level one day. I don't think it's going to happen for me.
No, mine gets all. I mean, this is about my length.
I feel like it's added maintenance.
Same, yeah. I can't imagine because I have a lot of hair too, so I can imagine taking care of
that. This is a different kind of hair.
Yeah.
So speaking of Chris Brown, are you a fan of music like R&B, hip hop?
Yeah.
You didn't see the opening?
You see all his body rolling out there?
Modern day hip hop. I mean, R&B. Jodeci, I can see. R&B, I got that.
This was a little bit.
This might be all right.
This was what R. Kelly would have done had he not had the situation happen. Yeah. The little kids.
What do you... What do you think about Chris Brown as an artist?
Yeah. I mean, I think very, very talented artist. Mm-hmm. You know, his personal life is his personal life, and mm-hmm. things that have happened, you know, we all have our opinions about big old mistakes he's mm-hmm. done. But as an artist, you know, incredibly talented singer, awesome dancer. I mean, he's a very good artist. Yeah.
I think these four, definitely. I have to agree with you. I think his these four songs that if they come out, his last album was Royalty in 2015. Mm-hmm. So I'm not anticipating another album coming up this year, but maybe sometime early next. Because the songs that he had, the other three, if you guys have a chance to listen to it, mm-hmm. two of them I can already hear in the club.
Right. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I go in.
Just kidding. Nothing wrong with that.
I know, if I live life.
As soon as the show is over, I'm heading to the club.
We were talking about it.
He did suggest it. I'm like, which club is open at this time?
I'm like, what time is it?
It's happy hour.
We were just going to make our own.
Okay, that didn't sound.
That's hilarious.
Oh, God. Michelle. Are you guys fans of Chris Brown's music or recently?
It's always a hit or miss for mm-hmm. me. Like, it's mm-hmm. always like Wishing, even though it's DJ Drama song, like that was like, yes, finally.
That's it.
And then like some of the other stuff, I don't even know the names of it, but I'm like, I'm good on this one.
Funny thing is, I was in Vegas this weekend and I went to the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show, mm-hmm. and I was sitting there and all I could tell, my best friend was like, I'm watching this choreography and all I could think is Chris Brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like mm-hmm. he's the one person that I feel from our generation that moves. I mean, he's, mm-hmm. he's not Michael Jackson, but just watching that, I was just like, this is so Chris Brown.
Yeah.
So I love his music. I definitely love, you know, Rock You Back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about that.
Back to Sleep.
Yes, that's my jam. So I love that. But going back to what you said, you know, his personal things. We've spoken about that on another show before, too.
We have.
So I feel like he has demons, but as an artist, yes, sure. I definitely think that, you know, he's popping.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, definitely. So R&B as a whole, I guess I can ask everyone, difference now from then.
Like, oh, it doesn't even compare.
It doesn't compare at all, right?
It feels non-existent.
If we didn't have Drake. Yeah.
No, seriously, like, who sings about love anymore?
Like, no, it's like, bend you over and smack that.
Rock you back to sleep.
Rock you back to sleep is not wrong with that.
I mean,
don't you do that.
What's interesting?
Have you heard the uncut version?
I have. But all I listened to the radio remix.
But then I forgot about it and turned on the radio.
Exactly.
And calmed my spirit.
Exactly. What is that forever, my lady? No.
And that was, those songs were
good.
Love you for life.
No, I'm just saying,
for
like,
life. Love you for life.
like, those songs.
And the promise that
go ahead.
No. I don't want to scare the viewers. They may just drop this.
I'm tuned in.
No. I saw like a cat getting dragged in a alley.
I just said the songs back then, like you're saying now, that they're all about smack that and all this stuff. Yeah. They were about that back then.
They were creative. The way they did it was smooth. Like the music videos too, back then to now.
They're a little more clever how they're saying. Like, I know what you're saying, but you're saying it right.
Clever is the perfect word. Yeah.
Seems like you ready?
Yeah.
You say what you was ready for. It just seemed like you ready.
Because she was underage. That's what he was saying. He seems like she ready for. Let's not talk about that one.
Okay, let's
talk about that. That's not a good example.
So anxious?
You didn't
say what he was anxious for.
Pony. Get on it. Let's do it.
Well, that's pretty.
My
quite hit the nail on the head. You just barely missed right. The nail. You're like, but you see where I'm going.
Baby. Exactly.
But yes.
But so 90s R&B over today's
100%.
90s.
100%.
90s. Doesn't compare.
Come on. Yeah. Cupid.
Oh,
doesn't lie.
So that's our show tonight, today, guys. So, I mean, we went by fast as we're having a good time.
Yes,
but
it's always good.
Seriously. Thank you guys for tuning in. You can watch us every Friday at 3. I'm your host, Raina LA. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA. And be sure to watch Elton. Well, he'll tell you when to watch him. Sorry. Yeah.
Elton Williams, If Loving You Is Wrong, is on Tuesdays at 9 Eastern. And what's the 8 Central? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Only on OWN. Yeah.
And I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
Khalil Abubu at Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Abubu. You know what I meant. It's on the screen.
Twitter and Instagram at Elton E. Williams.
Yes. And make sure to follow everything Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and comment on our show next. And make sure you look out for our R&B group. I will be the hype man. Michelle will be the backup dancer. And then we got Casey
and
JoJo.
The new Casey and JoJo, right? All right.
No, you got to...
You gotta caress it before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See you next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.